New Zealand tells Japan's whalers to stay at home. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. New Zealand's Prime Minister Helen Clark has told a Japanese whaling fleet to stay at home and not head to the Antarctic to hunt for whales. She accused the whalers of lying to the world by pretending to be on a scientific research expedition. Japan's whale hunting ships left for the Southern Hemisphere on November the 18th, led by the 8,000-ton Nishin Maru. It intends to hunt and kill over 1,000 whales, including 50 of the protected humpback whale. It is the first time anyone has hunted this species since a 1963 ban put it under international protection. Although the moratorium has protected the creatures for four decades, their numbers are still only at 30% of those before commercial whaling began. Ms. Clark said the research was a deception and that most of the whale meat would end up in Japanese supermarkets. The whaling fleet will be surrounded by controversy for the next 6 months. Environmentalists have vowed to disrupt the expedition as much as possible, and their ships are now heading to the Antarctic. A Greenpeace activist, Dave Walsh, told the Associated Press that his ship was already hot on the heels of the fleet. He said he would shadow it in the South Pacific and try to reduce the number of whales caught. Last year's hunt ended in the death of one of the whalers following a fire on the Nishin Maru. There were many dangerous showdowns between environmental groups and the whaling ships, including one instance of a Japanese vessel being rammed. The fleet's leader, Hajime Ishikawa, called Greenpeace environmental terrorists. "Their violence is unforgivable. We must fight against their hypocrisy and lies," he said.